What the bleep happened here? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
News for you, Wendy Rieger from Channel 4.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you. And I pick up the phone and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Wendy.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
If you say so.
Hey, baby.
That's on the front page of our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on the icon of News Babe, Wendy Rieger from Channel 4. And you got to go about 4 minutes into whatever this infomercial is that she's
doing.
Kind of
a self-help tape that you're looking at a guy hawking a self-help video or something like that.
Right. Anyway, that's who she is. Boy, she got a mouth on her. You really got to watch.
And she's the first one. I mean, it just cruises along with everybody giving these little testimonials like Carlos Santana. And then all of a sudden you get Wendy Rieger and bam.
And right before her, there's a pretty, I wouldn't say famous, but a well-known character actor. If you see the guy's face.
Needle nose.
A bald guy. Yeah, right. Oh, you know who he is? He's the guy from Ned?
Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day.
Needle nose Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Phil.
That's what I was trying to think of. Phil. Right. That
am
whole
right?
thing.
Am I right?
So he's sitting in his backyard in this little documentary, and he's sitting in a chair. He's talking about the ups and downs of being an actor.
It's all about like the power of positive thinking, and then you get to Wendy.
And when Wendy Rieger from Channel 4 gets her little 20 seconds on this motivational tape,
right?
I mean, you can say the F word. And you can say it like you mean it, and then you can say it like it is the most important word in the world.
She does that. It's kind of sexy, isn't it?
Very. Yeah. I really wish we could play you the unbleeped version.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
She does such justice to the F word.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F you. And I pick up the phone, and I make that call that I've been putting off. And next thing you know, I'm up another level.
Tough girl.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, that mouth. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Danny.
All right, bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm going to name off some movies, and I want you to tell me if you could guess who the star was in the video. Backstreet.
Wait, hold on a second.
Already confused
us. Yeah, you've confused us with that whole thing. What do you mean the star? Movies and then you videos. Say video. What are you talking about?
Gay videos. And I'm going to name the title, and you tell me who the star was in each of these films.
Gay videos?
Yes.
Well, we are not really.
But he's prominent. He is now prominent in heterosexual films.
Are these Peter North films?
You win.
Yeah. Wait, you're just trying to bust us on the fact that Peter North does gay porno? We've known that.
We knew that. We're fans.
We knew that.
Peter North. Oh, my.
Yes, we're fans of his gay work.
His entire body of work.
We have them.
His entire body. His body of his ass work.
What he does, his special trick, you can do it in a gay porno. You can do it in a straight porno.
Absolutely.
Do you know his gay name?
No, I don't.
Matt Ramsey. Do you know his real name?
No, I don't. You know, for someone who came to this whole thing like you're going to try to back us into a corner about Peter North making gay pornos, you sure do know a lot about Peter North.
You know more than we do.
I've got Google right up in front of me.
You know more than we do.
And gay pornos. Don't tell us you've got the Wikipedia or whatever in front of you.
You're the one that decided. You're the one that decided to use the search engine.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And why have you thought about that?
Curious.
I don't need to think about it. I did it because I thought Don and Mike talk a lot about Peter North.
Oh, don't palm it off on us. Don't palm it off. See, you know, we talk about Peter North every day, but then again.
And that's why I listen to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, then we're fine.
In case there's any breaking news.
It's no big shock that he does gay porno. We're down.
It shocked me. I didn't know he did it originally.
Down with that.
Well, what was his real name?
Al Brown, and it still is his real name, Al Brown.
Al Brown.
I wonder if that's on his website where we all went to make Mike's birthday cards this year.
Peter North.
See you later.
I remember from his website he likes Italian food.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Al Brown.
Hello. Al Fresco. Al-Qaeda.
Albert Brown.
Well, Albina.
If Peter North is
Albino.
His...
Albania.
If Peter North is his hetero name for films,
right,
and Al Brown is his real name, why did he have to change his name for his homo films?
Marketing.
Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Matt Ramsey.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Hello. Why don't you send Wendy Rieger a box of those business cards you were talking about, Don?
Oh, no, you know.
Oh, no.
Here's the incredible double standard for women in business. Really true. You should go watch The Devil Wears Prada sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough for a lady to make it in a man's world. I admire Wendy Rieger for the fact that she talks like that and acts like that. If it was a guy doing that, we'd all be going, hey, this is a pretty great guy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she's tough, and it comes across. Yeah. Even with that little bitty tape,
we do like that.
Like, what if it was Grady? What if it was, I'll use his TV name, Jim Vance.
Jim Vance.
What if it was Jim Vance with his bad dentures and his one hippie earring sitting in front of a camera going,
there's a time I went in the bathroom and I cried. And I said, F you!
Yeah, all you'd say was, hey, cool guy.
Right.
That's a cool, tough guy.
No, Wendy Rieger does not get a C card for that. No.
And I believe Wendy Rieger would be, would be telling the truth when she probably has that attitude that has gotten her along in television, you know, where she hasn't been a wallflower. She speaks her mind, and it's very sexy.
I think they should really pull this out when they're doing all those feel-good promos about, news for the news team that cares. Here's your news team in the community.
I'll go a step further. You put her on the Wednesday's Child feature. You take Babs Harrison out of that, and you lead into that. You know, with it would get everybody's audience, everybody's attention.
Do you really want this woman holding adopted kids up for adoption on TV? Yes,
we get people's attention more.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, "F you."
Give the kid a home.
Effing home.
I like that.
Do it now.
Hi there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, soundboard guy. Hi there.
My name's Norman Bates.
Hey, Norman Bates. All right, this is a new soundboard guy. How you doing?
I own a motel.
Or is
not
this
too far from here? And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Is this the Fred Rogers guy?
No.
No, it's not the Fred Rogers guy.
Oh, it's not. Okay. All right. So you want us to spend a night? You want us to spend a night in the motel?
Yeah.
Hey, is your mother around by any chance? Could we hear your mother?
I want my mother back.
You know what? I'm going to just throw him a curveball just to make sure.
Yeah.
I sure am hungry. You got anything to eat?
I was just making some popcorn.
Oh, it is him. It is. I
thought it was
good idea.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
And Mike, and Buzz, and Rob, and to some extent, Joe.
Don, what's your Halloween costume?
Yeah, Don. What's your costume this year?
Peter North?
I'm going as a Peter North leftover.
Wow.
I'm going as a dollop. Some people might think that I'm a white chocolate Hershey Kiss.
A dollop?
Really?
What?
A dollop. Well, you see, you have the little armholes cut out.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Can I say hi to my friend Gabe?
Hold on a second. Is this the same drunk guy from Reno calling back?
Yeah.
No, not twice.
Hey, you know what I'm going as?
What?
I'm going as a motorcycle gang member, a real biker. But you know the reason I'm doing that, I got all the stuff like that I look ridiculous in that I don't wear anymore, the do-rags and the leather vest and all that type of stuff. But what Carla and I got on the internet was I didn't want to do the fake tattoos that you stencil on,
right?
But you have to have the tattoo look. And on this website, we found sleeves. You know how somebody has a sleeve of tattoos?
Oh, I've seen guys who
No idea whether it's going to look good or not, but I'm going to put those on.
I've seen them. They look not bad.
Really? They're almost passable?
They look not bad.
Good. Well, that's all I need.
Yeah, that's passable.
Not bad is fine for a Halloween costume.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, what's happening?
Hey, I thought Peter North's gay porn name was Peter Brown.
Well, his real name, that guy said, was Al Brown.
And about
Peter Brown.
And about Halloween costumes. Hold on. Goodbye. Have a
bye.
A wonderful weekend. here are the five last-minute costume ideas, and these are maybe the jivest costumes ever.
Okay.
Right. I pray that you don't do this for your kids. Thank you, Robbie. Let me see. You have Spam Monster. This is from Parenting Magazine, incidentally. An article with Kelly Ripa on the cover.
Wow. Yes. Spam Monster, what the hell is that?
And what they do is they give you ideas on how you can make costumes for your kids. They don't cost anything.
Oh, they're homemade costumes.
Yes. So, these are their best. They call them the best. I think, seriously, they're the worst.
All right.
Spam Monster.
What's that one?
Yeah. Well, you print out a bunch of spam emails, and you tape them all over the child's body. When you're finished typing in the messages, print out one page with the word inbox in bold letters and tape it to the child's forehead.
Oh, that's horrible.
That is bad.
How could you send your child out like that?
Well, here's another one for you.
God, that sucks.
And these are the ones that made the article as being the best ideas of the year.
Spam Monster, where's the scotch tape?
Now, I pray that it doesn't rain for the kid that goes out in the mummy costume that mommy has made out of toilet paper.
Oh, cheap.
Why use actual gauze?
Right. Gauze is expensive.
Wrap your boy or girl in toilet paper. Make sure you put baby powder over the toilet paper to finish it off.
Oh, my God. That's
P.S.
horrible.
Go to another one in case it rains.
God. What a terrible thing to do to your child.
Then there are two more. Let me see. This one is really, really dumb. Bag of jelly beans. Blow up multicolored balloons about twice the size of your fist. The smaller, the better. Take a large, clear trash bag and cut holes for your child's arms and legs. When he's ready to leave, he steps in the bag and you fill it with balloons.
Wow.
The child is a bag of jelly beans.
No good. Oh, those are three in a row.
But here's the worst one from Parents.
Sucky, suck, suck, suck.
Parenting Magazine. Clark Kent. This is their number one go-to.
Yeah.
All you really need for this one is a white button-down shirt, a boring tie, a blazer, a blue T-shirt, hair gel, and thick frame black plastic glasses.
What about the Superman logo?
Yeah.
Mike, you're on a budget. All you have is a blue T-shirt.
So it's the blue T-shirt like from the Adam's Apple area up, so you're not going to be able to see the logo.
Let me see. A white button-down shirt.
That's terrible. That's teasing your child.
A boring tie without a pattern. A blue T-shirt to wear underneath.
Not fair.
And thick-framed glass and gel. There
not go. Good.
I wish you an awful Halloween if you have to dress like that.
I like yours. Yours is much more creative, going as a dollop.
Yes, I'm going to be the gift of life.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be at every door. I am going to be explaining where babies come from.
The gift of life.
Because really, it was either going to be, I was either going to be the Kool-Aid guy.
Right.
Or I was going to be a Hershey's Kiss.
Yes, and now it all came together,
and
so
I saw,
to speak.
I saw the white Hershey's Kiss, and I thought, well, beautiful.
Right.
I mean, all I got to do is take off the M&M and just and figure out what the initials are that I want on there.
Then you can come up with a clever name for it. Seed, the life giver.
I was thinking about calling myself Spermie the Ghost.
Spermie the Ghost would really be much clearer. Yeah. I'm Spermie the Ghost. But actually, the dollop works also.
Uh-huh.
I'm the dollop.
My name is Dollop. Dollop Gag. A Dollop Gack.
Hey, you know, speaking of the same thing, we've been at the costume.
Gack. Spunk.
We've been to the ones where the guys are dressed up as the condom. You've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Where they're the thing. And I always laugh at that.
Do you remember we had the guy who came in dressed as a penis one year and had some apparatus that added moisture?
Big laughs.
Yeah, it was a huge win.
Big laughs all around.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, I could do one even better on that. When I was a kid, my parents were so friggin' cheap. My mom, one year I went as Garfield. She put me in an orange sweatshirt, and then she used her black mascara to paint on whiskers on my face.
That is not good.
That is cheap.
Not that convincing.
Hey, you know, is it cheap as much as last minute?
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah, afterthought.
You know, that's last minute.
Right.
These ideas are all cheap. Mm-hmm. Imagine the poor kid that has to go out as the package of gumballs.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper mummy is the one that gets me. Mm-hmm. You know, that lasts about two houses.
Hello, Don and my show.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's happening? Hello?
Yes.
What?
Others would have hung up. We persevere.
I got to hear the who-he.
You know why? Because we're perseverers.
We
don't quit. We stay until
who-he.
The job is done.
Am I on?
Not anymore.
We refuse to be influenced by terrorists.
Stain.
And we will not play. Oh, the line's still open, I believe.
Is it open?
What are your demands for hearing the who-he tape?
No, he's...
I think he's gone.
He's gone into the hereafter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. When Don goes as a dollop, he should...
Can't say that.
Hey, you know something?
I better delete that out.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
You know, it's, again, part of the incredible censorship.
Yes. That's much better.
I was talking with someone today, somebody in the radio business, about how all of the things, it just made me think of this, coming up with a list, really, of how the show has changed as far as restrictions go.
Right.
I mean, beyond content, 10 years ago, if something caught our fancy, we'd just pick up the phone and call somebody.
Right.
I mean, that was a lot of what we used to do.
A big change.
The FCC cut down on that. Mm-hmm. Then the FCC cut down on
right.
what we can say. And, I mean, you can't even say that you had a dream and that you opened the window and it was wet outside. You can't say that in a certain combination
exactly.
without getting into trouble.
Right.
Which is why I want to desperately keep the rumor going that the station's going to change to light rock.
It's a very, very strong possibility.
It'll be safer.
It's going to be good light rock, though. It's not going to be like all the light rock you've heard before. It's going to be new light rock.
106.
But I think it would really, the positioning, and if I'm going with what the company's done when they flipped other stations with guys that talk
right.
and they changed the format, it would be like 106.7, mm-hmm. where the light's always on.
Right.
Try that one, Buzz.
106.7, where the light's always on.
Okay. Diddle 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 doon 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 doon.
Hold on, one more time. I got it. Here we go. Buzz, go.
106.7. Where the light's always on. It's going to be like that.
This would be a hard rocking light rock song.
I just want to say this is too hard for the new format.
Yeah, you're right.
Nope. Too upbeat. Hold mm-hmm. on, I got it. I get the next cut. Here we go. Again, please, Buzz.
106.7, where the light's always on.
Perfect.
Top of the hour, every hour.
Hello. I'm Glenn Hollis. Here's a love song for you.
Love on the rocks.
I like rape.
Ain't no surprise.
they will, but I did you heard the rumor about the call letter change, too, right?
What's that?
Well, it's going to tie into the whole nation's capital thing, WUSS.
What's
WUSS. Mm-hmm. You've turned on the wuss.
Now, do we have a tape of this guy, Channing Crowder?
No, we don't have tape of
him. Oh, this is a great
the
story.
The Miami Dolphins linebacker. Mike, I'm sure you've heard about this, in case anybody hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They asked, the Dolphins are playing this game against the Giants in London on Sunday.
London, Wembley Stadium in London, England.
So at first this guy, this football player for the Dolphins, thought he was going to need a translator. And then someone said to him that they speak English. Mm-hmm. And now... this guy was not goofing around. I want to get the quote exactly.
It's a translator.
Sure. Quote, I couldn't find London on a map if they didn't have the names of the countries. I swear to God, I don't know what nothing is. I know Italy looks like a boot.
He probably gets that from Italian restaurants.
I do know London Fletcher. We did a football camp together. That's the closest thing I know to London.
Nice that he's teaching kids.
Hold on. Here's the next one. He's black, so I'm sure he's not from London.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, you would have thought he'd see the Lennox Lewis fight at the very least.
Oh, that's great.
A Miami Herald reporter said this guy's not making this stuff up.
He said, really is that dumb.
Channing Crowder wrestles wild boar in his spare time.
That's good. Hey, perfect for a football player.
Sure. I think the guy that confirmed the story is that guy Dan Levitard, who's on PTI every once in a
while. What is your, you know, not that, I mean, it sounds like a jive sports question, but seriously, I mean, what is your take on the whole international play? I mean, are they, it just seems weird to me in the middle of the season, if you're a purist, you would think going over there, and the Giants I know are in the thick of it. The Miami Dolphins aren't.
Why would you ask me when Rob wants to lumber up to say something?
I had another question for you after you answered.
Why don't you let him answer mine first, and then lumber back, and then lumber back over.
All right.
That'll be worth it.
So I'll be back.
Yeah, see you in a minute.
All right.
So as I was saying, Don.
Go ahead, Don.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me, for God's sake.
I'm a bit of a Giants fan, and I kind of feel weird that in the middle of their run, and they're having a good run finally.
It'll be good for them.
They're
playing a crappy team.
But I mean, no, I don't think it doesn't seem fair because, I mean, I'm all about home field advantage.
My opinion is, well, first off,
it would have been in Miami.
It's an away game for the Giants anyway.
Okay, all right.
So Miami gave up the game. As I said the other day, not to get really super Jim Shorts on sports with you, this is the NFL cramming our game down Europeans' throats.
Right.
We had football in Europe, and they threw it back at us. Mm-hmm. They don't like football. We could have a game there once in a while, and it'll be a big deal, but Roger Goodell has aspirations that are just refrigendiculous.
Well, here's the other thing about it. I don't watch nearly the amount of football that you do. I know you watch a lot of it, but I do watch enough of it to know they weren't going out of their minds promoting this thing until just this week. This is when I really started to hear a lot about it. Well, it was not like, hey, we're going to London. Here's the first week of the season. We're going to London on this particular weekend. It's just all of a sudden it's there.
No, it's been out there.
Has it been out there a lot?
I promise you it.
They're not trying to low-key it at all?
No, it has been out there. The only reason maybe that they're low-keying it is the fact that the Dolphins suck.
The Dolphins do suck.
The Dolphins suck so bad. I saw Goodell have a press conference about this where he was saying he could imagine eventually a team in Germany, and you got a team in Mexico. It's like, you know, dude, you got a bunch of teams now that are barely hanging on. You're talking about moving the Buffalo Bills. You're talking about moving the New Orleans Saints. You know, one thing back and forth, America, Europe. We don't like their soccer. They don't like our football.
Fair enough.
They don't try to cram soccer down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the NFL feels that we have to cram American football down Europe's throats.
Well, it's got to be a money issue. The bottom line is it's some sort of financial issue.
They want more.
They wouldn't do that if it wasn't a financial issue.
Do you think so?
I think I know so.
You know how I know?
How do you know?
I saw Robert Kraft on TV, and he was discussing that very economic platform.
But it's interesting that on this incredible roll that the Patriots are on, you don't see the Patriots in the middle of their season, which might be a little disruptive, flying over to a foreign country to play their football game in the middle of the season.
That's right. That's why it's good to be Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
What time is that game?
It's going to be at 1 o'clock. They'll play it at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. in London.
6 p.m.
Was that what you were going to lumber up at the microphone
for? I wanted to know.
Well, that's a back-of-the-room comment. It's definitely not one of your, I'm going to stand up here at attention like a guard at Buckingham Palace in front of the microphone like you got something that you're going to say.
You would have tolerated him standing there yesterday if he had his Paul Tuttle mustache. Today, mm-hmm. He is clean-shaven.
And, you know, sadly, there's not even a Hitler mustache with him today.
No, he didn't do anything.
Messed up.
You cut yourself, right?
I did. Oh. I bled out.
He bled out. Blood came from every opening I had.
Blood. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
That was rude.
Very rude.
Well, now we can't go on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.